Hello, everyone. I'm Brenda Douglas, your trusted realtor, and I am here with a Washington, D.C. real estate market update. And I have some exciting news for you buyers and sellers in Washington, D.C. First and foremost, it is a seller's market in Washington, D.C. What that means is that there are more buyers out there looking to buy than there is inventory. In fact, the inventory is low. But the market is ever evolving. So let's dive right in. Again, it is a seller's market as of September 2023. We currently have a total of 3.64 months of inventory in Washington, D.C. Now, what does that mean? That means that that number indicates the number of months it will take to sell all of the homes on the market if no listings were added. And let me just say that that 3.64 months of supply or inventory is actually increased, or it increased from 2.82 from last month. So the number of months that it will take to sell all the homes in DC has increased. Now, here's the interesting part. Over the past 12 months, we've actually seen a significant decrease of 28.91% of months of inventory. This downward trend suggests a more competitive market, right? So there are more buyers out, again, as I stated before. And the properties are selling quickly. So for a seller, that means that the home will stay on the market for a short period of time. And it could also mean that you can get more money for the property due to competitive bidding wars, or more buyers trying to compete to purchase your property. Speaking of multiple offers, look, let's look at the list to sold percentage. A list to sold, what that means is that the price that you listed as versus the actual price that it sold for. So that is the list to sold. In Washington, D.C., the list to sold percentage, I kind of get my tongue together, the list to sold price percentage is 98.5%, which actually is a decrease. It decreased from last month by 1.08%. But this 98.5% is a strong indicator of the market stability and the confidence buyers have in the values of the home. In other words, people are pricing it, the homes, properly. And guys, that matter. You pricing the home properly matters, and it affects how long your home stays on the market. I need to stress that, because I don't want you to say, oh, it should have sold for a long time ago. If it does not sell, if it does not sell and the inventory is low and there are more buyers, that is a red flag if your home is staying on the market for a long period of time. Another aspect that we need to look at is the medium. Let me slow down. Is the median days on the market. Now, let me just say, that's not the average. The median days on the market is not the same thing as the average days on the market. When you average something, you count up everything, and then you count it all up, and then you divide it by the number of the items. Well, this is the median days on the market. And what that means is you have the high, you have the median, and you have the low, right? So the median days on the market in Washington, D.C. is 29 days. So again, if your home is staying on the market longer than that, much, much longer, and again, you have a lot of buyers out there and very low inventory, that is a red flag. But overall, what this means is that in Washington, D.C., homes are selling for just under a month. Now, let's look at the median sold price. In Washington, D.C. right now is $635,000, right? So this represents a midpoint of the sold prices within the given period, right? Now, understand that this amount can fluctuate, right? It can fluctuate based on the location, the home size, and the condition. However, it provides a benchmark for buyers and sellers when they're determining the fair market value. Again, the median sold price in Washington, D.C. is $635. I'm sorry. $635,000. I can't believe I said that. Lord Jesus. Anyway, guys, so listen, whether you're a buyer and seller or seller, I got to stop laughing. Whether you're a buyer or a seller in Washington, D.C., I hope this market update has given you some valuable insight. Let me slow down into what is going on in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to bring you guys some more updates. You can also check out the episode for the Prince George's County, Maryland market update, and then also Northern Virginia, which makes up the quote-unquote DMV area. All right, guys, so thank you so much for listening. I hope that this information has been helpful in helping you to make an informed decision and to help you achieve your real estate goals. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, if you need to connect with me, my information will be in the description. Thank you so much for listening and having an awesome day. And also, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button. Thank you. Bye-bye.